In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. We start Lent, and Lent, I want you to point to your heart, happens in the heart. It doesn't happen by keeping free of candy. It happens in the heart. And how we need to know that. That the Lord would give us a heart of flesh and take away the heart of stone. Lent also means that we want to know God and know Jesus, not only know about God, know about Jesus. We want to know him personally. We need to know him personally. I tell you, I once was ministering as a lay person, and this woman came up to me who taught John of the Cross and Teresa of Avila and all the classics. But she said to me, "I don't know him." So I started to make excuses. "Maybe when you were young you knew him." "No, I never met the fella," she said. So we prayed that the Lord would come into her heart. And you know what happened? He came into her heart. And she was transformed, and she began a ministry to people who drink and drugs. Oh, yes, Lent happens in the heart. How we need to know God and know Jesus, not only know about him, because that's what the Holy Spirit does, that we know God and we know Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. I'm reading the psalm called 51, Prayer for Cleansing and Pardon. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your steadfast love. Oh, yes. Have mercy upon us, O God. Have mercy upon me, O God, according to your steadfast love, which lasts forever. It's the Hesed love. According to your abundant mercy, blot out my transgressions. Oh, yes, according to your abundant mercies, blot out my transgressions. Wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. Oh, blood of Jesus, wash me thoroughly from my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. What do we do with our sin? We go to Jesus and be washed with the blood of the Lamb. We go to confession. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is ever before me. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. That's real. That's real. It happened in the heart. Didn't happen with giving up chocolate. It happens in the heart. Against you, you alone have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight. So that you are justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. You know what the judgment of God is? Not guilty. Jesus took the rap for you. Jesus took the rap for me. It's time for us to repent and turn away from our sins and believe the gospel that Christ Jesus died for me, for you, for us, and that he rose from the dead. So that you may be justified in your sentence and blameless when you pass judgment. Indeed, I was born guilty a sinner when my mother conceived me as the original sin. You don't have to believe in the original sin. You only have to have children. And the first thing they say, mine. It's mine. Mine. It's all about them. All about me. The original sin. Yes, it's not about me. It's about Jesus. You desire truth in the inward being, in my heart. Therefore, teach me wisdom in my secret heart. Teach me wisdom in my secret heart. What is the wisdom of God? Jesus Christ crucified and raised from the dead. Purge me with the hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. Hallelujah. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones that you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquities. The blood of Jesus. Going to confession. I've told you so many times, going to confession is going under the blood of the Lamb. Create in me a clean heart, O God. Create in me a clean heart, O God. And put a new and right spirit within me, O come, Holy Spirit. Come and dwell within my heart. Come and be my justification, calling Jesus who died and rose to be my justification. Do not cast me away from your presence, and do not take your Holy Spirit from me. Oh, yes. Take not your Spirit from me, O God. I have nothing apart from your Holy Spirit. Take not your Spirit from me, O God. I have nothing apart from the Holy Spirit. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh, yes, Lord. Restore to me the joy of my salvation. Oh, I remember those days when I could tell people about Jesus and I was so filled with joy. Oh, yes. And sustain in me a willing spirit. Are you willing to change? Are you willing to change? Are you willing to ask God to give you the grace to change? Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will return to you. I tell you, first it's about me getting right with God, and then I can teach sinners the way of Christ and his blood and confession. Deliver me from bloodshed, O God. O God of my salvation, and my tongue will sing aloud of your deliverance. Deliverance from what? Deliverance from hell. Oh, yes, we all deserve to go to hell because by our sins we should be going to hell. But Jesus took the rap on the cross, and we're not going to hell if we've surrendered our life to him. We're not going to hell. It's not about hell. It's about heaven in the heart, in the heart, in the heart. Oh, Lord, open my lips. And my mouth will declare your praise. We praise you, Lord. We bless you, Lord. We adore you, Lord. We honor you, Lord. Oh, God, we love you. Oh, Jesus, we adore you. Oh, Christ, be our everything. Before you are everything, be something to us, Lord, so that we can just say hallelujah. I'm not supposed to say hallelujah, but I'm saying it anyway. For you have no delight in sacrifice. If I were to give a burnt offering, you would not be pleased. Listen to this one, verse 17. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit. You have a broken spirit today? Give it to Jesus. The sacrifice acceptable to God is a broken spirit, a broken, contrite heart, O God, you will not spurn. Do good to Zion in your good pleasure. Rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. And then you will delight in right sacrifices, in burnt offerings and whole burnt offerings. Then bulls will be offered on your altar. It's all about the heart, being right with God in the heart. That's what it's about. It's not about anything else but the heart. Lent happens in the heart so that we would know Him and not only know about Him. We want an encounter with the Son of God during Lent. We want to be able to know Him, not only know about Him. That's what the Spirit does. So many people know about Him. They can quote every single scripture passage, but they never met the fellow. Oh, yes, the Holy Spirit brings us to meet Jesus. How we need the Holy Spirit. Take not your spirit from me. 2 days ago, I spoke about a woman who came to me while I was in Spencer, St. Joseph Abbey, and the monk sent her to me, and she came up to me and she said, I'm afraid of everything. I'm guilty. So I said to her, tell me about your family. How many children did your mother have? She said, 23. And I was the last, and I knew we were on the right track. I said, what makes you feel guilty? She says, I went to visit my mother in the hospital. She wasn't sickly. She was just in the hospital and not dying at all. And I told my mother, Mama, I'm going home. I'm tired. I worked all week. I'll come see you tomorrow. And when I went home, my mother died. So she took it upon herself to absorb the death of the mother. It wasn't her fault. And my trying to explain that to her wasn't going to make it happen. So I said to her, do you believe that Jesus is with you now? Yes. Do you believe that Jesus is with you when you leave? Yes. I said, now we're going to go right now. Go right back into the room and say, Jesus, I know you're with me. And tell your mother, I'm going home because I'm tired. So she left. I said, before you leave, open the door a little and see your mother. And Jesus is right there. And your mother dies in the heart and in the love of God. And there was like this powerful Holy Spirit that came upon her that delivered her from this guilt. We can all be delivered from guilt if we go to the cross in the name of Jesus and ask forgiveness for our sins. A clean heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. I can continue with St. Mark 11, verse 12. On the following day, when they came from Bethany, he was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to see whether perhaps he would find anything on it. When he came to it, he found nothing but leaves. I tell you, the Lord says, I am the vine, you are the branches. He's not looking for leaves on the branches. He's looking for fruit, and our fruit people, bringing them to Jesus Christ. He found nothing but leaves, for it was not the season for figs. He said to it, may no one ever eat fruit from you again. And his disciples heard it. Then they came to Jerusalem, and he entered the temple and began to drive out those who were selling and those who were buying in the temple. And he overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. I tell you, this is the nail that's going in the coffin of Jesus. Doing this, the Pharisees, the Sadducees are going to be very upset. They want him dead. And he would allow anyone to carry anything through the temple. He was teaching and saying, is it not written, my house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations, but you have made it into a den of thieves. I tell you, every church should be called a house of prayer. But sometimes you go to church and they're all doing talking. There's no talking when you come to church. You need to be quiet to get ready for the Eucharist. You need to be quiet to get ready for the Eucharist. And then the chief priests and scribes heard it. They kept looking for a way to kill him, for they were afraid of him. Why? Because the whole crowd was spellbound by his teaching. How did he teach? He taught with authority. He did not teach like the scribes and Pharisees. He taught with authority. He is the Son of God. He knows the power of God dwells within him. Hallelujah. And when evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree withered away to its roots. Then Peter remembered and said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree that you cursed has withered. Jesus answered them, have faith in God. Truly I tell you, if you say to this mountain, be taken up and thrown into the sea, and you do not doubt in your heart, but believe what you say will come to pass. This is all about believing. This is all about faith. Oh, yes, when I pray with people who have cancer, I do not pray about cancer. I pray that God would heal them of cancer. I pray that the blood of Jesus would touch the tumors. I pray that Christ would do the work of a healer, not centering upon cancer. Oh, no. You might say, I have cancer. Then you need to go to Jesus and say, Jesus, I surrender to you. Heal me of this cancer. Heal me of this cancer. Heal me of this cancer. So I will tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you've already received it. Amen. Believe that you've already received it, and it will be yours. Whenever you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone. That's what gets in the way of our prayer, lack of forgiveness. Lack of forgiveness. We need to go to the cross, and we need to ask Jesus, I want to borrow your forgiveness for this person, for that person, for anyone who's hurt me, and I still hold the hurt, and I still hate them. Oh, no, nothing will happen. Your prayers will not be answered. Why? Because you have unforgiveness in your heart. Remember, Lent is what happens in your heart, so that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your trespasses. Again, they came to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the temple, the chief priests and scribes and elders came to him and said, by what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them? Jesus said to them, I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. And Jesus said, did the baptism of John come from heaven or from man in origin? Answer me. They argued with one another. If we say from heaven, he will say, why then did you not believe him? But shall we say of man? They were afraid of the crowd, who all regarded John as a true prophet of God. So they answered Jesus, we do not know. Oh, they knew, but they're not going to answer. And Jesus said to them, neither will I tell you what authority I am doing these things. We know the authority. We know it's the authority of the Father. We know that Jesus never did anything apart from the Father. He had revelation of what the Father wanted him to do, and he would do it. We hear him preaching for 3 days in Mark's gospel, multiplying bread and fish. It's amazing. He did all these things because the Father gave him permission to do all these things. Do you know what I'm talking about? Do you have permission to forgive? Yes. Do you forgive so-and-so? Yes. I was thinking of someone that told me they didn't want to be my friend, and my heart was pierced with pain. And I asked Jesus for his forgiveness. I wanted to borrow the forgiveness of Jesus because I couldn't forgive him on my own. And then I forgave him. I forgave him. My heart wasn't pained any longer. You see, it's all about forgiveness. Lent happens in the heart. It's all about forgiveness. I'm looking at Isaiah 44, verse 21. Remember these things, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant. Do you know that you and I are servants of the Lord? I formed you. You are my servant. I formed you where? In your mother's womb, and you are my servant. O Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have swept away your transgressions like a cloud, and your sins like a mist. He's done this. On the cross, on the cross, return to me, for I have redeemed you. On the cross, return to me. Lent should be a time when we return to the Lord, when we return to the Lord. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, O depths of the earth. Break forth into singing, O mountains, O forest and every tree in it, for the Lord has redeemed you, Jacob, and you who listen to me, and he will be glorified in you and in Israel. Thus says the Lord your Redeemer. Redeemer means he bought you back with his blood on the cross, who formed you in the womb. I am the Lord who made all things, who alone stretched out the heavens, who by myself spread out the earth. I tell you, it's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Lent is all about Jesus in the heart. Lent is all about giving our life to Jesus. Lent is all about knowing him, not only knowing about him. Oh, yes, how we need to know him. I told you about that woman who taught all the classics, the Catholic classics of Teresa of Avila, John of the Cross, and so many others, but she didn't know Jesus until she gave his life to her, until she gave her life to him. She didn't know Jesus. How sad. Create in me a clean heart. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Wash me more and more from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. It happened all at Calvary. The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, and she conceived of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and he dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women. Blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. A clean heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Cast me not away from your presence, and take not your Holy Spirit from me. O God, I trust you. I trust you with everything that I am and everything that I have. I trust you. I trust you that, God, you have a plan for my life, and I want that plan as I seek you and seek your face. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.